iOS and iTunes and the Apple App Store got hit. What was interesting was the way this was discovered that I haven't heard anyone talk about, and that is that there was a sort of a modest developer who whose handle is RealPG, and they were just experimenting with an app, a very simple iOS app that had no internet functionality, didn't use the iCloud APIs, and was just sort of like a little starter app for iOS, using, of course, the Xcode toolkit, which is sort of the whole tool chain that Apple makes available for developing apps. And as you guys mentioned on Mac Break Weekly, or as Renee was able to fill in the details, the problem in China is that obtaining those libraries from Apple, for whatever reason, is really slow. And I have seen that said many times. So many Chinese developers get them from a local server. And in fact, in this case, it was Baidu that is a has a good reputation. They're a major Chinese internet company, and so they were offering the Xcode toolchain. Now, Apple has measures to detect tampering, and the developer would have had to have those. All the developers would have had to turn that off in order to not to be notified that there was a problem. But I'm not deep enough into this to know whether there's, like, if there would have been other reasons to turn that off, like maybe there are other restrictions that creates. But what this guy, this RealPG a Chinese developer, found was that although their code had no iCloud APIs and was not doing anything on the internet, their code was popping up a dialogue asking for the iCloud password. And so they said, wait, we don't want that. Who's asking for that? And then they used an iPhone that they use for development, which allowed them to verify connectivity, and they found that there was a conversation with a remote command and control server happening with when their program was being run. So that immediately told them that something fishy was here. Now we know that I saw a number of as high as 300 apps, Chinese apps, got into the App Store. Palo Alto Networks here in the States identified 39 different infected apps, among them was WeChat, which is super popular. So you do have to wonder how a high profile, high end app like WeChat could have been compiled with sort of secondhand tools, but I guess that's just, no one was presuming that the Apple toolchain could have a problem, although it also required disabling this notification that would have let people know that there was something fraudulent about the tool chain. So anyway, all of the apps that were affected have been removed. And of course, the problem now is that the word may not have gotten, some of them were apps specifically planted to be downloaded and to be to be sort of like phishing apps. WeChat would, of course, immediately fix their problem and push out an update and update all their users. There are many of these others that don't want to update anybody. They want the people to continue using this bogus app because it does have remote access capabilities.